Good morning, everybody. It is 8 a.m. here in Sacramento, California. Welcome to another Motivational Monday. By the way, this is your favorite host, Aaliyah Osborne. You have tuned in to the best of the best podcasts out there, The Breakdown Cast. Now, I want to talk about one of the most important things that has the power to change the trajectory of our lives, and that is how you speak to yourself. Let me ask you something. How many of us have engaged in negative self-talk? I'm going to raise my hand too. All right, this topic is tied into a lot regarding mental health, depression, and self-improvement. I know at some point in our lives, all of us have done it. All right, now I want to let you guys in on something. The power of our words can truly influence how we feel, and how we feel can really influence how we act. I know it can be hard to do when something in our lives didn't unfold the way we wanted it to, or situations that make us discouraged, but life is not about what happens to us. It's about how we respond to it. Now let's go back to square one. What is inner dialogue? What does that look like? Everybody always talks about, oh, positive thoughts, positive thinking, right? But what does that look like? What do we say? You know what I mean? So earlier last year of 2022, I started doing Muay Thai, right? I loved it. It was exciting and it was humbling to learn a whole new combat sport. I was going twice a week. And on top of that, I have my own workout routines, and Muay Thai had the instruction class and the bag class right afterwards. So I was doing both each time that I went. So twice a week, I was training 2 days. Okay. So I was going hard and consistent at it. And I overexerted my elbow and my wrist. I had tendonitis. I remember when I first started feeling the pain, I ignored it. And I selfishly thought I could work through the pain to go away. You know, I don't know what kind of thinking that was, but you know, I eventually made it worse. I found out that I made it worse, and the doctor told me to stay off of it for 2 weeks, and you know, stay off of pull-ups, stay off of any kind of pressure, push-ups, whatever. And I was really discouraged because I questioned if I would be able to train the way I used to, or even do Muay Thai the way I used to. You know, I was in physical therapy doing cupping therapy. It felt like I had to hold myself back, you know, and anybody who knows me, you know, knows that, you know, I don't like being held back, you know. The process of healing and recovering took like 3 months, almost 4, and the process felt like forever. In some moments during that time, I had thoughts like, man, I'll never be at the level I was at again. You know, I'll never be able to do pull-ups, you know. And the whole experience just felt restricting. And I felt restricted, and it affected how I felt. It affected how I, you know, felt within myself. Inner dialogue comes in many different forms. It could come out by telling yourself you're not good enough, or talking yourself out of your own visions and your own passions, right, to a more mediocre standard and a more so-called realistic standard. And one of the most common questions I get is, Aaliyah, how do you stay motivated, right? And it's a cool question, you know, it's whatever. But at the same time, I have to be truthful and tell you that I am not always motivated. You know, I have a negative cycle of thoughts that come my way just like every other human being. For example, the other day, the night before going to Muay Thai again, you know, that I haven't been to Muay Thai in a while, and I was gonna, you know, that was gonna be the first day, I started getting that feeling of not wanting to go because I was trying, you know, I was trying out a new gym and I was nervous. I was literally thinking about not going anymore, and I immediately started feeling regretful and feeling like I was letting myself down. And one of the things that I tell myself when I'm in that thought process is, you know, like this. I say, nah, Aaliyah, you're a fighter. Fight for your life. You know, and I know that sounds cheesy or whatever, but that's what I say to myself within myself. And it's not even, when I say that, I'm not even talking about physically you're a fighter, right? When I talk to myself, I say you're a fighter by getting up and doing what you say you're going to do. Getting up at 3:50 a.m. and make your bed, pray, read scriptures, journal, work on your goals, make a plan, go to therapy, take care of your health on all spectrums. Doing all of those things is fighting for your life. I tell myself, like, Aaliyah, fight for your life. And that helps me, honestly. Sometimes I'll find comfort in, you know, reciting scriptures to myself. You know, everybody has what works for them, but find that one thing that you say to yourself, that inner dialogue that will redirect your thoughts. A lot of our inner dialogue can be influenced by what other people have told us our whole lives. So if you have people around you talking down to you, discouraging you, doubting you, and you eventually believe them, that will become a little voice in your head every time you have the opportunity to do something great in your life. I think many of us ascribe to what other people see us doing for our life and not doing what we want for our life, right? This is the worst thing we can do. At that point, we are operating based on how someone else sees us. Because just understand, someone else's opinion of you does not have to be your reality. It is not your truth. The only thing that matters is what you say about you. You get to decide how you want to see yourself. You get to decide how you want to feel when you wake up. You get to decide what you will wear today. You get to decide where you go, what you eat, the opportunities you take. It is all in your hands. All right, so that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support and for listening. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. Make sure you follow my Instagram page at The Breakdown Cast, and also my main page at LEYAA_42 to stay updated with new episodes. I air a new episode bi-weekly at 6 a.m. for a motivational Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast.